Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be a fine start to the week. Cool over parts of Gauteng and warm in Mpumalanga, the northwest, and over the southwestern parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Joburg up to 25. Mbombela, a high of 22. Emalahleni, 23. Polokwane, 24. And Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
In Pretoria, a serious collision. It's on the N4 westbound at the Simon Vermerton on-ramp. It's causing queuing traffic.
A cross-border bus that was reportedly travelling from Joburg to Zimbabwe overturned on the N1 outside Mokopane last night, killing 5 passengers. The Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety says a number of other people were also injured and transported to various hospitals. And Israel's main union has ordered a nationwide general strike after soldiers recovered the bodies of 6 killed hostages from the Gaza Strip, where the military is battling Palestinian militants. The hostages were among the 251 hostages seized during Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel. Tens of thousands of Israelis gathered in the streets of Tel Aviv and other cities last night to protest the government and call for a hostage release deal. And now looking at our business news. Algeria has been approved for membership of the BRICS New Development Bank. The Algerian government said over the weekend joining the financial arm of the BRICS group is a major step in the country's process of integration into the global financial system. And Asian markets started the week mixed this morning with optimism over an expected US interest rate cut, offset by worries over the Chinese economy. This after a report showed activity in China's manufacturing sector contracted for a fourth consecutive month in August and more than expected. A dollar this morning at R17.87, a euro R19.76, a pound R23.47. Gold now at $2,493.99 per fine ounce, and oil prices have extended last week's big losses, sparked by reports that OPEC and other key producers will press ahead with a planned increase in output from next month. Oil this morning trading at $76.24 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 7.
Well, the good news is that we won. The bad news is that Siya Kolisi and Curtly Orrens are set to miss the box rematch against the All Blacks in Cape Town on Saturday after picking up injuries at Ellis Park. Orrens was knocked out early in the second half while trying to tackle Reko Ioane just before Kolisi suffered a suspected fractured cheekbone after being tackled by Sam Kane. And I've seen cards given for that. Sporting a swollen right cheek, he was still present at the post-match press conference with Siya, during which Rassie confirmed that he would be checked for a possible fractured cheekbone. Meanwhile, Makazule Mapimpi, Kane and Moody are both set to return to the squad after bagging tries in the Curry Cup over the weekend, so that will add a bit of depth. Star sprinter Mpumelelo Mhlongo won Team South Africa's first medal at the 2024 Paralympics, and it was gold. The men's T44 100 meter world record holder stopped the clock in 11.12 seconds to take gold at the Stade de France. Also in finals action was young high jumper Kumo Pitso, who finished fifth with a best leap of 1.98 meters. That's in the men's T24 competition for an area record. Liesel Groos finished eighth in the women's T37 long jump, and a lot more to still come. Stellenbosch FC reached the final of the MTN 8 tournament this weekend following a 1-0 victory against Sundowns in their second leg encounter. They'll take on Orlando Pirates in the final. Pirates secured a 2-0 victory over Cape Town City in their second leg match at the Orlando Stadium. Loss in the English Premiership, 3-0 win for Liverpool over a hapless Manchester United. Crystal Palace, their first points of the season with a 1-1 away draw to Chelsea. And Newcastle secured a 2-1 win against Tottenham Hotspur. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.